Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No. Easy.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
Elite. Next.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. This. No, I didn't.
Go!
Give me my facts and praises, motherfuckers. You see? You should listen to me. Listen to me. I need to get it verified with Serial Killer, though, who's not here this week. You know what I mean? I believe I got a full house off the Elimination Chamber out of Vince DeVitz. But I need it confirmed. I need it verified. But Serial Killer's not here. Surprise, surprise. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there? I hope you're in a good mood. Hey. It's snowing out here, man. It's nasty out here. Boy, oh boy, the beast from the east. Not playing, man, shit. Yo, you're listening to the JAFFS podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out. My name's Grand Barney P. The Worldwide DJ Coalition and all that, man. Yo, what's good, Shad? How you feeling, man? You in a warm house?
No, I'm feeling cold, man. Shit.
You feeling cold in a warm house?
Man, gotta pay those bills, man.
Send me to my
Patreon / Radfather. Just type it up. Send me some money, man, so I can get warm.
GoFundMe, you know.
I don't know if you saw the news, man, but Shane McMahon has now added me to the Fast Lane pay per view. Tweet him, I'm sure they'll add you as well.
What? Me can't get in there. Me can't get in there as well.
What?
You know what?
Ask him and you shall receive.
Hey yo, Shad, I've always wanted to slap up Dolph Ziggler. I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to clap him. Yo, I'm sure you've always wanted to clap somebody out of that six as well.
Probably Baron Corbin, man.
Baron Corbin! Whoa! Introducing the Golden Angle Award winning! Sensational Joe, join the show, what's good?
I'm still snorting, not seen any White Walkers yet, so kind of disappointed.
Oh no! White Walkers! But they kill! They like to kill!
I still want to see a polar bear or a white walker or at least a penguin just for my troubles.
A penguin? You can get penguin chocolate from out the shop, Joe. Oh, I forgot. I forgot you snowed in. Hey, Joe, check this out, right? You know, if you ask Shane McMahon nicely, right, you can join me and Shad in that championship match, you know, at the Fast Lane. We could get to WrestleMania, you know.
Oh, couldn't you imagine it? Me versus Nakamura. That really pissed Waddle off. It's worth doing it. It's worth risking being bust up just for that.
I mean, you know, Cena's in there, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, AJ Styles.
I thought you were going to say, if you ask Shane McMahon really nicely, you might piss off from SmackDown so you can start watching it again.
Oh no! What's happening? That boy good! opportunity. All he had to do was beat AJ Styles, and AJ Styles, he just, you know, he just lay down on the floor for us. He looked at the lights and he hooked his leg. 1, 2, 3. We're in the match now, so we want you to come join us. What? And if we could work together, it doesn't matter which one of us are the three, and we could rush one of them, like Dolph Ziggler or one of them, or Baron Corbin, pin his shoulders to the mat, 1, 2, 3, and we're going to WrestleMania, and we didn't have to pay for that shit.
That's a damn good idea, actually. We could easily hold somebody down, three of us.
See, you could hold somebody down. You know what I mean? You could hold somebody down. Me and Shaq can break his legs. 1, 2, 3, job done.
Yeah. I'm thinking a Rick the Bobby Martell type gimmick, maybe come with some sort of spray canister. And I don't know, but just randomly spray it at maybe Shinsuke, spray it in his eyes and
whoa, Shad, Shinsuke's not in this match.
Oh, no,
Shad's
in the head to WrestleMania.
Yeah. We'll take him out anyway, and then he can't compete at WrestleMania.
Strong style. Yeah, that's true, man. I don't want to be a victim of his strong style kung fu, man. I don't want none of that. I just want the title. Get the title. Go to WrestleMania. You know what I mean? You know how much? Hey, Shad.
Must be said. It's right. Shad style beat strong style.
Shad style.
That's true.
Chef, think about it. Do you know how much pussy we could get getting that championship belt?
I don't
need a championship belt for that.
Let's not forget. It's so that fine. I might be able to confuse a few people.
It's the truth. It'll be a celebration. I can make it happen, man. Shane, book it, man, book it. Add me, Joe, and Shad in this match. I would say add Serial Killer, but Serial Killer's not even here. He's probably asking for a bowl of cereal, but that's about it, man. Wow. That's great, man. Yo, Joe, I said I would love to slap up Dolph Ziggler, because he's a bitch. Shad would love to slap up Baron Corbin because he's got a bit of a big nose and he's a bit of a bitch as well. Who out of the six would you like to slap up apart from Shane McMahon? He's not that's not allowed because he's not in the match. He's got to be one of the six.
John Cena.
John Cena!
It's close enough to slapping Nikki Bella, so close enough.
Means
that I don't like John Cena.
Oh, so basically, you're only slapping him because he's guilty by association.
Yeah.
That sounds fair to me, man.
It's a good enough reason.
It is. It is. I agree with that, man. You've got to marry the bitch. Wow. I mean, John Cena, think about this, man. You're about to marry this bitch, right? You know what I mean? She's hot and everything. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, personally, she'd get it from me. Personally, right? Nikki Bella, right? She's married a bitch, but you want to fight The Undertaker at WrestleMania? What sort of shit is that? You want to get dead at WrestleMania? I don't care if The Undertaker's 53 years old. The man will put you in a box. You want to be in a box before you get married? What sort of shit is that? So, Joe, talk to him.
Maybe he's looking for an excuse so he doesn't have to get married. Because that's like how he used it. He made sure he got his WrestleMania match. He's like, right, I'll propose to Nikki if you give us that WrestleMania match. Now he's just trying to get out of it.
You're sad. Should we open the Cena files? He's obviously wishing death. I mean, you don't go on Raw and say, I'm going to fight The Undertaker. Everyone's like, yeah. Nah. You're going to be disappointed, though. Fuck that. Cena knows he'll be put in a box. Cena don't want an Undertaker. Come on, Cena. I know, personally, if I had the chance to fight Undertaker at WrestleMania or marry Nikki Bella, I know which one I'd pick. Personally.
Cena's not going to win at the Fastlane, so he's either going to get married at WrestleMania or he's going to be on the pre-show. I'm sure there's room for him.
Of course, I mean, you get
Maybe you can ref the final for the cruiserweight tournament. So you can be the ref for that, special referee.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Crown a new cruiserweight champion. I like the sound of that, man. I think Chad feels the same way as myself and Joe. You know what I mean? When I say this, I'd mock the fuck out if it happened anyway, because I'm an Undertaker fan. But really and truly, we don't want to see John Cena versus The Undertaker, man. Especially after what happened last year. Sorry.
Also, I don't want to see John Cena versus Rey Mysterio as well.
Yeah, what's the rumours with that? Because I haven't read into it too much.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Man.
John Cena needs an opponent for WrestleMania. That's what it is. So we're trying to get whoever we can. Undertaker, obviously, they tried to do it. Maybe Undertaker's mashup, which we're already now. What a surprise, a 52-year-old had that goal. rumor is Rey Mysterio.
I'd rather see Rey Mysterio.
Of course, I'd rather see anyone other than Undertaker.
Yeah. I'd like to see Undertaker appear, choke slam somebody, and then disappear again in the darkness just for a WrestleMania moment. That's about it. A full blown match. But you know what? If it even happened, right? I can't sit there watching the telly and oh shit, Undertaker's gonna fight at WrestleMania. That just would not happen. I'm sorry, falling off the chair and breaking my legs. That is the truth of it. I'll keep it real with you, Shad. You know what I mean? I'd mark the fuck out the same way. I can't stand there. I can't sit there behind my computer or phone or whatever and be like, oh, fucking hell, no. Sorry, I couldn't do it.
It's just something you don't want to see, innit?
I don't want to...
It's kind of like when the Page sex tape leaked. So it's something you don't want to see, but you have a little look anyway.
Shad, I haven't even seen... I've no intention of watching that brass sex tape. I'd rather see that new one that's come out. Is it called that Black or Black China, whatever they're trying to call themselves? Black China, that's it, Black China. I'd rather want to see that shit. I haven't seen it yet. I'll get round to it eventually. But I have no interest in seeing that nasty, pale-ass... Sorry, no, you've got to say something, Joe.
Ruby Riot nudes. I still haven't worked up the courage to look at them.
You see, Chad doesn't even feel well right now, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to see that. Oh, hell no. I ain't trying to see that shit.
I still haven't worked up. I tried, having a stiff drink of whiskey, and I don't drink, which, you know, and I was like, right, I'm ready. But, I couldn't even work up the courage.
No, Joe, you don't want to see that, man. You got lovely eyes. You don't want to go blind.
I'm worried that might happen. Looking at
Don't do it. Don't do it. If you value your life, if you value your sight, and you've got two beautiful children and a kick-ass husband who does martial arts, mixed martial arts and all that good stuff, you don't want to do that, man. No, sir. You value your life, don't do it. You know what I mean? Elimination Chamber, Shad, though. Let's get a bit slightly serious now. Elimination Chamber, Shad, how's you feeling it, man? Me? I loved it. Top to bottom. It was great.
It was just okay, I think. It was predictable. That's the one thing I'll say, predictable.
I say, I say good predictable. You know what I mean? I still want clarification from Serial Killer if I got a full house, because I'm convinced I have.
No, I didn't, because I wanted Titus Worldwide to win, and I picked Titus Worldwide. They let me down.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Oh, shit, man. that's serious, man. Raw has given me joke this week as well. Outside of Cena doing that, Double R's promo, man.
You guys want to know the truth? They're not going to like it back there, but I'm going to say it anyways. Brock Lesnar's not here tonight. Up until about 30 minutes ago, I thought Brock was going to be here, but something happened or the other, and he didn't show. And nobody will say this back there, but I'm going to say it. Brock Lesnar is an entitled piece of crap who hides behind his contract. We are 6 weeks from WrestleMania, and the Universal Champion is not here today. We were in Vegas last night. Brock was in Vegas. He wasn't at the Elimination Chamber. Guess where he was? He was running around the strip taking pictures with Dana White and the UFC on social media. You want to know why? Because he doesn't respect me. He doesn't respect any of you. And he doesn't respect anybody in that locker room. And I'm sick of it. We're all sick of it. They all know it back there. We all know it. Every single week, me and them boys run across this world and we bust our ass. And Brock just shows up whenever he wants to, when the money's right or the city's right. But we don't care. It doesn't matter how many people show up, how big the town is, I'll be there. Because I said I'll be there. And Brock and Paul, don't worry, they're going to come out here and say, we're businessmen. Well, guess what? I was born in this business. My family and my bloodline is this business. And I was taught at an early age that there's a fine line between business and respect. And I'll say this right now. I don't respect Brock Lesnar. And I damn sure don't fear that.
Oh my God! What's happening? Something's happening! Yo, yo, yo!
It was upset,
Hulk.
Come on.
It was. What? Do you
want to leave?
He drew out a big one.
Yeah.
Pause.
It's been a long time, and he finally managed to get a promo where everyone's like, "Yeah, go on, Roman." Like, even I was like, "Yes, go on. This is what I've been waiting for."
But,
show some fire. Show some passion.
But Shad, they're still hating.
Why? What's wrong, man?
They're still hating, and you know what I mean. It's like. Cheap, bro, but it's not. But them Smack Talk Center folks on Facebook, I'm not very happy with them at the moment. You know what I mean?
Are they still?
It's like, you know, Shad, it's like this. You can hate on somebody, right? But at least give credit where credit is due. Give the man his props. They can't even do that.
Oh.
Because they're sheep.
They're sheep. You know what I mean?
Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. You know what I mean? All week I've seen bare anti-Roman Reigns memes, including his mic skills, right? And I'm like, his mic skills are not the best, but it's like, yo, he killed it this week. He basically said what y'all have been saying about Brock Lesnar all this time, about him holding down the belt and not defending it properly and appearing when he feels like it and things like that. Roman Reigns, he went in with that shit and he did it with passion. And I'm like, Roman Reigns is going in and that shit. I'm like, Rob, go on, Miles, go on, brethren, go on. He wants to watch Black Panther, god damn. Get in there, Roman, get in there. They're still hating. And for that, I can't respect that. I can't respect, like, I'll say to Joe off the grid, right, I can't stand CM Punk. I don't like the guy. I think he's a bitch who crosses his legs and cries out for ice cream like a little boy. But that when he actually did that and took the mic and told the entire wrestling universe about themselves, including Vince McMahon and the whole crew, that was great. It was a moment in history, forever in history, and it paved the way for what WWE is right now. You know what I mean? We've worked with the likes of Finn Balor and Danny Bryan and AJ Styles and all these talented cats that's getting tighter than this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? It worked out. It worked out for everyone who passed after him. But aside from that, I think he's a bitch. You know what I mean? His storylines was great. His wrestling matches, and particularly the one with Undertaker at WrestleMania 29 was great. His one with Brock Lesnar at the SummerSlam, that was cool as well. Hey, can't lie, CM Punk, he did his thing. But apart from that, I think he's a bitch. You know... Do you see what I'm saying, Shaq?
Yeah, of course, obviously.
You know what I mean? Just like you, you don't like Shawn Michaels? You think Shawn Michaels is a bitch? Well, thank God for you, Joe. You know what I mean? Locked his smile and you thought, fuck that. He just wanted to get out of fighting Bret Hart. Fuck Shawn Michaels, man, he's a bitch. And then later on, he gave you good matches and he could turn around and say, yeah, man, Shawn Michaels did his thing.
True, man, true.
I think the greatest disappointment with me with Shawn Michaels is when he done, can you remember that zip line entrance he did?
Yeah. What, Vince McMahon did it first?
One of the WrestleMania entrances. Yeah, so my biggest disappointment with Shawn Michaels is the fact he didn't do an Owen Hart on that.
Yo, the votes unanimous.
Joe, you know what, Joe? I don't care if you're snowding.
It's Shard, that's me, it's Shard.
I'm celebrating
Shard's return.
Joe, you know what? Oh my God, I want to right now. I know you're snowding and you can't move, but church is open on Sunday. I'm sure the snow will clear by then. Go church. You can't say that, man!
Celebrating Chad's return. I am sure love my brother.
Well, I'm celebrating Chad's return as well, man! You've been away too long, Chad!
He needs a good, death, horrible thing to make him feel happy. Bring some joy. Have me Chad happy today.
Well, we could do the Cena Falls for a month. Because since he's wishing death on himself and he wants to get himself put in a box at WrestleMania. And I don't want to see that. I want Cena to live. I want Cena to be successful and do films and stuff. Man, I was like, Undertaker wants to go in a box. Can't be having that. Sorry. Enough of all that shit, man. Is there anything else you want to discuss before we go into MVPs of the week and all that stuff? Just in case I forgot something.
What happens? To be honest with you.
Okay, so you don't remember Nia Jax brocking up Asuka at the chamber? Like, mashing up good and proper. You don't remember that? That's your woman, right?
Chamber. All from the chamber, yeah. Oh, I enjoyed the women's chamber match. I enjoyed the Nia match as well.
Yeah. See, that's another example. Alexa Bliss, I don't like that bitch, but she went in, man. She killed it.
She fooled everybody, well, most people with the promo as well. After.
Even I was like, huh? I was kind of waiting, thing with Alexa Bliss's promo. I was like, no. Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
Nah, man, Alexa Bliss, man. Nah, I give her props. Don't like the bitch, but I give her props. Simple as that, man. She smashed it. Considering she was somebody who didn't want to defend her title in the chamber, she went in, man. I mean, doing a twisted bliss off the top chamber. That killed it. I was like, yeah, man. Props. Well done, man. Killed it. Braun Strowman as well. Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins. They went in on that chamber as well.
So it's a bit sad though, man, that you had Strowman and both Seth Rollins both killing it and then still decide just to still stick with the plan.
It was always a plan. And you know why, right?
It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
It's just the way it goes, man. I know there's cats out there that the becks that, you know what I mean, Braun Strowman is not going through, or is he? That's what I say, or is he? Because I don't know where Braun Strowman's going to fit into this equation. Like, really? I don't know where he's going to fit into the whole WrestleMania puzzle right now. He could fit into a number of matches right now that I could think of. Three matches I can see Braun Strowman fitting into, really and truly.
Oh, you know you're going to get Braun versus Elias.
That's next.
Like a sing-off or something, I don't know.
Well, that'll be on Raw or something, won't it?
Yeah.
It could be on the Mania pre-show.
Nah, I can't put Braun on a pre-show. That'll be the...
Braun and Cena on the pre-show.
Well, Cena could go on a pre-show. I mean, Cena's a desperate one, not Braun. Cena's like, I've got to be at WrestleMania, I have to be at WrestleMania. No one's saying that shit, you know what I mean? Finn Balor, you know what I mean? It's an example, he didn't win title, but you don't see Finn Balor moaning and crying and saying, oh, I want to be at WrestleMania. Finn Balor ain't saying shit, he's just keeping it moving. You know what I mean? Braun could fit into like three matches right now that I could think of. The Intercontinental joint, or the championship match itself, you know what I mean? Because he killed it so much. Or he could even fit in, I want to give a shout out to Mike Knox for this one, the Triple H, Ronda Rousey, Stephanie McMahon situation. Because Kurt Angle, well, he looked like an absolute wally. Taking that punch from Triple T. That was hilarious, I'm sorry. I was in stitches when he did that.
There's something wrong with Kurt, man. Seriously, I've been telling y'all, man, there's something wrong with him.
Kurt was like...
This is like the same way there was something wrong with Mick Foley when he was GM. I don't know what's wrong with him, man. They go on the mic and they start stumbling over their words and making themselves look like idiots. And we know that in their time as professional wrestlers, on the promo side, they were, like, not bad. Well, Foley was better, and Kurt wasn't bad. He was okay on promos, but you put him in a general manager role, and all of a sudden they just look like idiots.
He looked like he was daydreaming and shit.
Dive bar.
I'm like, give him a bat. I was rolling. Oh, my God, no. You know what I mean? Ronda Rousey's like, yo, you gotta apologize. Stephanie's like, yeah, I apologize. Don't hurt me, please, Jesus Christ. Triple H is like, alright, cool, it's sorted. Baps! Kurt Angle dropped down. I was in stitches. Braun Strowman could fit into that equation because, as you say, Kurt just, I don't know, man. It's WrestleMania though, man, you know what I mean? You know they're gonna try and pull out a match out of Kurt. And you know, Kurt will probably want to do it as well. And in the case of Braun, you know what I mean?
I know what he can do for Kurt. He can have Kurt versus Jeff.
Whoever wins gets Karen.
The winner is Jason Jordan on a pole match.
No, we don't want to do that.
Win that match.
Jason Jordan on the pole. Where can we find out who is his real father?
Just leave him on the pole.
Jeff can claim to be the father. He said, I'll steal your wife and I'll steal your son as well.
Oh my God, it's like Rey Mysterio and Guerrero all over again.
Custody for Jason Jordan.
I'm your pappy.
Jason Jordan on a pole.
I stink.
So you know we can't rent him and he wants to be part of Mania, so just stick him up there, pop him up.
I was going to say, I don't want no papers or anything. I legitimately want Jason Jordan on a stick.
Oh,
Sharp, that's an excellent idea.
Oh, no!
There's a good chance it could happen.
You're giving Vince Russo an awful lot of credit right now. That's some funny... Yo, that's some funny shit, man. MVPs of the week! Shat, you will go first since you have returned after a long... It seems like a long time since you've been, you know what I mean, since you've been back. Who's your MVP of the week?
MVP, I've got to give it to Roman Reigns.
There you go!
Like I said earlier, man, he didn't kill the promo. Well, no, it was scripted and we know that Rock wasn't supposed to be there anyway. And
Yeah.
And some storyline, and this is another way of them trying to force Roman down our throats. But he's one of us, he's on our side now, he's on our side, he wants the WWE title. Like, it's kind of the same thing Cena said as well about Brock, but now they're going to try it with Roman. So we don't know if it'll work or not, but for this week it worked for me, and he's my MVP of the week.
It worked for me as well, man. He said what the internet community has been saying all along. And if they can't respect that, then boy. Because the internet, they could turn around and be like, oh, we should say that so we could just get us on his side. Oh, no, man. Fuck Roman, man. So that I say this, man. Shut the fuck up. Simple as that. Shut the fuck up. You're the ones talking about you need the title every week. You want the title on Raw every week, on TV every week. You know what I mean? Double R might be that dude to do that, unless they pull a fast one and bring Strowman into there. Because as I say, that's another match I can see Strowman fighting himself into. But why? And especially if Brock might be jumping to the UFC after this. You know what I mean? I've got a feeling. I fear it might be WrestleMania 20 again. You know? You know what I mean? The crowd might just go in and boo the bowl for them. And mash up the vibe of the match.
I had a good match last year. Well,
they did.
A good match at WrestleMania 21. As Kurt reminded us.
So yeah, WrestleMania 21. I mean 31. Oh dear, Kurt, man. Let me guess, he's your bitch of the week, ain't he?
Course.
Wait, I'll get back to you on that then. I agree. Roman Reigns, MVP of the week. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Put Brock Lesnar on blast. Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman will come on next week and say some shit like, oh, you only said that shit because we're not here. We wasn't here last week, so you can say what you wanted. Rare. And Roman Reigns might be the dude to come out and say, look, man, I say, yo, I'm here now. You're here. I'll say it to your face. Brock.
I think the same thing will happen next week. Roman will come out and he'll say the same thing. Oh, look, I'm here again. Like, no Lesnar, no shows. That's what it's all about. No showing. No, I'm always here.
Okay. You think Brock ain't going to show up next week?
Nah.
Okay, I'll come right to that still. Roman, yeah. Car heads on Roman after that, man. Man, I can't hate on Roman full stop, man. You know what I mean? What is there to hate about the guy? There's nothing. There's literally nothing.
I also don't know why people hate on Brock as well. Like, obviously, we don't see him. Like, it's not his fault. It's not his contract. Like, WWE have given him the contract. He got, what, say, 20 dates a year.
True.
They don't want to use him. Whose fault is that?
That's true.
What's up, just sitting at the house, feet up, matching it up? Yeah, I wouldn't mind wrestling today or whatever, like. But, well, I've only got 3-4 dates left. That's when the 2 choose him. Put more dates on his contract, pay him more money, do whatever.
It's true.
It's when they choose to use him, it's not Brock Lesnar's fault.
It's not, man. I mean, I don't blame Brock, you know what I mean? Because you can apply it to real life. It's just like you, man. You know what I mean? If you're where people says, yo, we're going to give you the week off, all right? With pay. You're getting paid for sitting on your ass. What are you going to do, Shad?
Exactly. If I turn up to work and start working. No,
you know what I mean?
Going to chill like Brock does.
Joe, I'll ask you the same question. If your work enforcement said to you, yeah, we're going to give you the week off, you've got a week to go after Jim Cornette or go after Bram or do what you want to do, right, and you get paid for it, what would you do?
I'll be staying off that week, I think.
But you see that point though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Basically, if you're going to pay the shit ton of money to sit at home, then you're going to do it. We all would do the same thing.
Exactly.
It's not on Brock, it's on WWE there. The contract.
And the same thing with the good old invasion angle that likes to crop up every now and then. Man's like Kevin Nash and all them people there, and Goldberg and all them man there, Hulk Hogan's, all them man there, says like, yo, I'm gonna sit on my ass with the rest of this contract, man. I ain't gonna do shit. You know what I mean? You're playing yourselves, wrestling fans. You're playing yourselves, Joe. is your MVP of the week the same as Ryan and Shats?
Yeah, I suggested Roman Reigns.
There you go. Double R. All you got to do now is keep up that style of promo. That's all you got to do, man. Yeah, I mean, and creative. Let the man be himself. Don't give him lines to say like suffering, succotash, and shit like that, man. You know, make him look like idiot in the ring. Make him do his thing, man. Big ups to Roman Reigns. Right, Shad. Biatch of the week. You said it was Kurt Angle's. Break it down.
Man. Again, like my earlier rants, man, there's something wrong with him, man. It's just not the same curse. I hope to God, man, that he picked somebody else to wrestle for him. Like, he'll say, yeah, it's not going to be me. It's going to be, he'll introduce. I thought about Batista. I thought, yo, Batista, he's not a bad show. You don't want to get somebody who's off the roster, they can't get Rock. Batista's a good show. Batista and Ronda.
Not
anyone that you pair with Rock is not going to look right anyway, so.
Not
even Strowman. Strowman and Ronda looks even more ridiculous. But I could see if Batista was to come back.
I'd like Batista, you know what I mean? But like, Braun, just did plant seeds with the whole Survivor Series thing as well. To be fair.
Yeah.
That's why Mike Knox was like, yo, put Braun in another match, man, because Kurt Angle looks terrible. He looks like.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. It looks like he's gonna drop down or something, have a stroke or something. You don't look right, man. And I feel bad for Kurt, man, because I want to see Kurt in any ring, but why? It's true. Quick side note, shout out to the Big Show. The Big Show, he apparently is quietly retired. His contract ran out the other day. And he's like, yeah, I'm done, that's it, I'm done. I'm not going to raise my arm no more and go, I'm done with that shit.
Are you sure? And then again, it's not like WWE don't announce retirements anymore. Unless Christian's still on the roster, I'm not sure, I don't know.
To me, it depends on what you've accomplished in the business and stuff. And what you've done. You know what I mean? And in the case of someone like Christian, outside of the TLC matches, you know what I mean? It didn't really main event that much events, and because of that, right? That's why WWE is like, yeah. Anyway, if you main event the most events, you get shout out, and that's how WWE rolls. You see. That's how they roll. Hey, yo, Joe, who's your bitch of the week?
As I wasn't allowed to sit in the chair, I'm putting half the STC as my bitches of the week.
Yes! Nah, man. Give Roman Reigns his due, STC. Give him his due. The man was talking everything you were saying. And there you are with your anti-Roman Reigns memes. Some of them, there was one particular one that took me over the edge. I can't remember who posted it, but it was like something. It went like a bit like this: would you rather see Roman Reigns versus Brock at WrestleMania, or would you rather see some old man do some stupid shit? I can't remember what it was.
It was Ian Cooper posted it.
Oh, what a surprise! He's all about follow fashion ease. Yeah, well anyway, and there's some guys talking about, oh, I'd rather watch paint dry. Well, the grass says, go and watch paint dry, motherfucker. Get a can of paint. Go to, what, B&Q and all that place there. Go there, go to home base, grab a bucket of paint, splash it all over your wall, get a chair, sit down, motherfucker, and watch. And don't touch your Facebook, go on Facebook Live, put it on, right, and show the world that you are watching paint dry while Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar's fighting. Be for real, motherfuckers, be for real. I'd rather watch paint dry, I'd rather do this, I'd rather do that. Be for real, don't let me catch catch you even watching the match, I'll call you out and I'll put you all in chairs. I'm due to go in the chairs, to be honest, because this Undertaker John Cena thing could well happen for real. After I, as WWE said, that's never gonna happen. Undertaker's retired, him, done, him, finished. But I could find myself in the chair. But you better brace yourself, embrace yourself, motherfuckers. Get in the chair, man, because it's not even the chair award, you know. It's not even the chair award. Be for real. Do what you say you're gonna do. Watch paint dry. Get bit by a dog. Do what you gotta do. Be for real, man. That's all I'm asking. Fuckers. They are bitch of the week. My bitch of the week. Well, it's storyline and everything, and the way my man did it, he smashed it with the promo. But my God, Miz.
Kurt Angle takes his stars for granted. Understand, in 62 days, I will become the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. And as big of a star as I am in this ring, I'm even bigger out there. My star shines brighter than a supernova. I'm the anchor of the Marine movie franchise. I'm the star, along with my beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, pregnant wife, Maurice, on the new television sensation, Miz and Mrs. I will say that again, and you will cheer. The new television sensation, Miz and Mrs. Those booing, you'll be watching it anyway, so I don't care. All these accolades, and I'm still treated like any other superstar. Hell, I'm treated worse. I don't even have merchandise. Go up there. Look for my merchandise. Look for my t-shirts. Look for anything. Look at the promotional pictures that WWE puts out. This face, better looking than all of them, by the way. This face isn't on any of them. I should be going to the main event of WrestleMania. But yet, Kurt Angle forced me to start the Elimination Chamber match with two men who shouldn't have been there in the first place. Kurt Angle handed Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, he handed them an opportunity that they didn't deserve, yet I was punished for winning my qualification match with ease. I am sick of being taken for granted. I am sick of the disrespect. And I don't care what happens to all the participants in the Elimination Chamber. I know that my dream will live on at WrestleMania because I have this. And I want you all to take a really good look at this. This is the most prestigious an honorable title in all of WWE. And since I have this title, this prestigious title, I walk into Kurt Angle's office. I say, Kurt, I want to know what the Intercontinental Champion is doing at WrestleMania. Kurt Angle says this: Miz, your opponent tonight might determine who you face at WrestleMania. I know, I said the same thing. Might? I have carried Monday Night Raw for the past year on my back. I have made this title more relevant than the Universal Championship. And you're going to tell me, Mike,
I am the Miz. I have been here for 12 years.
He's getting red in your face. You look like he was gonna cry. Talking about you should be respected, that you should be the main event at WrestleMania, all that shit. Motherfucker! You gotta be the World Wrestling Federation champion, or you won the Royal Rumble, or you won the Elimination Chamber. Motherfucker, you did neither! How are you gonna say you're gonna be the main event at WrestleMania? On top, it doesn't stop there, Joe, it doesn't stop there. The man had to fight Seth Rollins, lost, and then Finn Balor come out after him, and he fights again. Kurt Angle's like, yeah, you gotta fight again, you gotta fight Finn Balor. He fought Finn Balor, lost. You've lost to two guys, and he did that big up promo, look like he's got a crying shit, and you're red in your face. Hey, your promo was good, don't get me wrong, it was good, but in a bitch kind of way. And for that, and you're two beat down by them two, man, Miz, you're a bitch.
Good show, actually.
And you two, man, them guy help you, them soft. Don't bomber class. Oh my gosh, fantastic, man. Hey, yo, Joe, I think it's about that time that we issued out a chair.
This is going to come down as a mumble rap, isn't it?
Oh no. I know this ain't the Reppin' For You hip hop show, so if we're playing mumble rap and trap music, there's a major reason for it. Joe,
can I just say it's because Michael says he does another show, it's called Reppin' For You, and he says that he loves the mumble rap so much that he wants everybody to send him in.
Hey! That's not what I said, Joe.
That's what he says.
Joe, that's not what... You're trying to make me look bad. No, that's not what I said at all. Joe, do you want to tell the people? Do you want to tell the people, or shall I?
You explain how the mumble rap come about.
No. I'm talking about the chair award, not mumble rap. We're not here to talk mumble rap. We're here to talk about wrestling and sports that, you know, relates to wrestling, like UFC and boxing and
things like that. UFC, like John Jones, who has once again been done for drugs, yeah? Again? Again? Again?
Dad, I don't know if you've heard, right? But John Jones, because he got a catch for drugs, he's been fined by the authorities like nearly 150 grand. Not only has it been fined by the authorities for 150 grand, get this, they've revoked his fighting license. That means that John Jones can't fight again. They've taken away his license.
Is that right, man? I don't know what's wrong with him. He's like a dealing or something, like, to keep on getting caught that many times.
How embarrassing.
Get high on your own supply.
How embarrassing. I used to look up to this guy. I used to think he was the Don of Duns after Anderson Silva. I thought John Jones was that dude. And every time, you know what I mean, when Daniel Cormier tried to put him on blast, and everyone jumped on John Jones' side, and Daniel Cormier was like, I don't know, why are you supporting this guy, man? The man's an idiot, he does this and that and this and that, and he's supporting him. What sort of shit is that, man? You know what I mean? You guys, he that, man. I'm going to beat John Jones and show you that I'm the true Don. You go to the UFC now. Okay, so you lost to John Jones, and was all jumping for joy and this, that, and the third. But then he gets found out for drugs, and now he has to pay £150,000 fine. Well, I think it's almost around that much. It's around that figure anyway, right? And him gets his license taken away from him. Him can't fight anywhere again. Can't fight. He must have sitting in the home yard. Idiots.
If TNA's still running, maybe put the...
I don't know if TNA is still running because Jeff Jarrett he found himself in the Hall of Fame last week. You know what I mean? And it's gonna, you know what? It
really going to eat? I mean, we spoke about it briefly last week. Sean, I'm going to ask you real quick before I award John Jones a chair. Who do you think may induct Jeff Jarrett? Because this one's an interesting one, in my opinion.
That's an easy one, man, without no question. It's going to be the DOGG, Road Dogg. And you know we're going to get, I know last week I predicted, well, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I predicted a concert in the pod. We got one in the chamber.
But not in the pod.
Same. But we're definitely going to get a With My Baby Tonight's performance at the Hall of Fame between Road Dogg and Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
Okay, so this is a part where I'm going to have to switch off because I can't stand Jeff Jarrett. I applaud him, you know what I mean? Again, another example, don't like Jeff Jarrett, don't like the guy, I think he's a bitch, but he used to get stunned every week by Austin because he was running around with Deborah and shit. Okay, I understand that shit, but I've got to give him his due, man, you know what I mean? He did his job, he made me hate him, you know what I mean? That was his job at the time, he hated his ass. You know what I mean? When Deborah wanted to show off her breast and everything, and him cover her up, and everyone boo him and said, no, sir, you're out of order. And then Austin come down and then give him a stunner for it. You know what I mean? It was great. Hey, Jeff Jarrett. Hey, not just that, man. He went to the TNA joint, he founded the whole shit, and he brought up all these stars and Elevate Wrestling and things like that. I can't hate on him for that. I'll give him his props. So, Jeff Jarrett, props, man. I never even thought of Road Dogg, you know. Nah, man.
What did you not say?
I can't remember what I said. I think I said Austin, actually. I think I said Austin because he likes to stun the Jeff Jarrett. or even Deborah, actually. But, I think... Joe, what did you say?
I said Bruce Pritchard, just because it's the only person I can think of.
Oh, shit, everyone,
you let
Road
Dogg
off the list.
Yeah,
Road Dogg off the list. I've got a question for you, Chad. Was that a 1997 moment with Jeff Jarrett and then Road Dogg?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Ah, that explains everything. 1997 is the year that I need to get the most knowledge on. Ah, that explains everything.
What? 86 is when he first came in. Actually, even before that, man, it was like 95 and Road Dogg. Well, the Roadie first came in.
The Roadie. Except
for him. And he's part of the creative team. So, yeah, that's definitely being Road Dogg, to be honest.
It's a good shout, man.
If Road Dogg, I'll be shocked.
It's a good shout, man. Back to you, John Jones, motherfucker. John Jones thought he got away with that shit. Hey!
Hey, this is quite good.
Hey, turn off that noise! God damn!
Back with the China.
Oh,
yeah, that was all right, man.
I was getting a headache with that. I was getting a headache with that shit, man. Stop that noise! Nah, sorry. Yeah, anyway, back to you, John Jones. You thought you got away, didn't you, motherfucker? Nah, man. You've embarrassed us. You know what I mean? In an age where Black Panther is killing them, Chadwick Boseman's making us proud, and everyone that was involved in that project, and Stanley and everybody, and Ryan Coogler made everyone proud and shit. Big, big black history, all sorts of shit. And this is what you turn around and do. You have disgraced us, John Jones. Ah! Get your chair! I don't want to see him again. He's embarrassed me, man. I have to fight new UFC heroes. You know what I mean? And Brock Lesnar, I can't fight him either. Brock Lesnar's ready to jump in our octagon with him. He can't do that now, so... I don't know. But hey! There's still CM Punk at UFC 225, according to the worshippers. Fuck all that shit, man. You know what I mean? I only just found out yesterday that Cyborg was fighting at UFC 222. Take this thing far. Hey, yo! Yo, that's it. That's all, folks. The Dark. Next week. Back. lame predictions, people. Joe, I don't expect you to be on the show because you don't care.
Yeah, I really don't, but I'll come on just to, like, slag people off and that and call people horrible names. That's what I do.
But I just thought, we're trying to get ourselves in that match to make it a fatal nine-way. No. 6, 7, 8. Yeah, yeah. Fatal nine-way match. Championship scramble and shit, man. The only thing is us three, we're going in there to work together. And as long as one of us gets the belt, that's all that matters. We'll be on it like the New Day and shit.
We'll have to think of a team name.
Yeah. We'll think of that, man. By next week, we should have a name. Shad, you're on the case.
I've got one now.
Oh, you got one? You got one? All right.
Team Oreo.
Me nothing. You made the name up, you know, not us, okay? You, the Oreo, oh my God. Welcome back, Shad. Don't leave us again. Let us know when you're disappearing next time.
Yeah, I really missed you, Shad. I thought you were dead. I was really upset.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, there is
spirit.
You have to open.
I know you possessed me.
You have to open up the John Cena files now, just for a month, because I'm quite concerned about it now. Enough to make those niggas go. Fine woman like that. Anyone's going up upside down now. Oh shit, man. Fast lane predictions next week, man. Get your request. I'm thinking of the other show. Let us know who you're backing. Let us know who you predict is going to win and go to the big professional menu and all that. Follow us on all our social media. Ask Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Hey yo, my name's Grant Body P, Worldwide DJ Coalition. He's been their Shad Father. She's been the Golden Angle Award winning Hot Damn Girl of the Year 1997.
Your year name's Kurt Angle.
I like her. I think she's great. 2017 Award Hot Damn Girl of the Year. Oh, human being. Sensational job. Check us next week. Don't be late. It's over. Bitch.
Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours up around hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Talent that I got will rock the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hawk shit. Squad, take your ass out quick. The mic's some hat in, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you want to step to my motherfucking rep. Blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause Raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back. Same with you, when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, shame on you, when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, shame on you, when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, shame on you, when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, shame on you, when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, what? My nigga.